With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House considers censure efforts against two of its members, Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia.
The resolutions would deliver the punishment of censure one step below expulsion from the House to both lawmakers. Greene introduced a censure resolution last week against Tlaib, the only Palestinian American and one of two Muslims in Congress, accusing her of, quote, anti-Semitic activity after she voiced concern over America's continued role in supplying arms to Israel as it engages in an ongoing bloody battle with the terrorist group Hamas. In response, House Democrats introduced a resolution censoring Greene for what they called her record of, quote, racist rhetoric and conspiracy theories. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Jordan severs a key diplomatic link with Israel over the war with Hamas.
Key U.S. ally Amman says it has recalled its ambassador from Israel. Jordanian authorities have, too, told Israel's ambassador to remain out of the country in protest over the what it calls the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Deputy Prime Minister Ayman El-Safadi, who is also the foreign minister, says the return of the ambassadors is linked to Israel stopping its war on Gaza and the humanitarian catastrophe it's causing. Jordan signed a peace deal with Egypt in 1994, the second Arab country after Egypt to do so.
UAW workers at Ford Motor Company have begun voting on a tentative agreement with the automaker. The 24-hour period to vote on the deal began Wednesday morning at UAW locals across the nation. Texas Rangers are World Series champions for the first time in their 63-year franchise history. The Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 Wednesday night at Phoenix. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life does it again, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The biannual pro-life prayer vigil wraps up its fall campaign this Sunday, and so far more than 200 women seeking abortions have decided not to. 40 Days for Life organizes silent prayer outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. and in several foreign countries. Since it all began in 2007, more than 26,000 unborn babies have been saved. 251 abortion clinic workers have quit their job, and 145 clinics have shut down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says that revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales sparked by its decision to partner with a man acting like a woman. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney. U.S. sales tumbled 13.5%. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League is set to reevaluate its safety protocols.
The death of American hockey player Adam Johnson from a skate blade to the neck has led officials in the NHL and other leagues to continue discussions about cut-resistant protection. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
We've been looking at, you know, in terms of cuts to the wrist, cuts to the leg, and worse.
Bettman and Players Association Executive Director Marty Walsh have already touched base.
It's a change for the players, but it's also about protecting them. So I think we will have those conversations.
More talks are planned between the league and union on the topic of skate blade safety. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A woman from San Diego is trying to appeal a traffic ticket to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was given a ticket for honking her horn at a protest outside a San Diego congressman's office in 2017. She says the California law says drivers can only honk horns because of imminent danger. More at SRNNews.com.